Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night, September 26, 2025. Last Friday in the month of September. First Friday in autumn. Matt Morgan along with me in studio tonight. Matt, what's coming up next hour on your show, if you remember? You have some memory issues tonight,
next hour,
I'm not sure if you're going to remember.
Next hour on my show.
Could change between next hour.
No, I have it saved in my notes, you see.
Ah.
So the memory, I mean, I guess the memory could fail, but it'll live in forever in the notes.
Staring at those phones all day, that'll do that.
So on my show, we're going to talk about football. There's some stuff to talk about there I wanted to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about baseball. There are a couple things there I wanted to talk about, even though baseball, most boring sport in all of existence, but, interesting enough, so I'll talk about them. And then we're going to talk some about Kimmel.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, here's a story. This is the Kamala Harris continuation. Oh, by the way, we thank Andy Huggins for being on in hour number one. He was on The View a week ago today. Came on tonight, stand-up comic. Check him out on YouTube or Facebook when the shows are over tonight. And he knew the golden voice. See, everybody knows the golden voice. There are people. Who cares about that guy? Well, a comedian who was... just on The View, who's in Texas, cares. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Okay, Kamala Harris released her new book this week, 107 Days, and there's a lot in it about Biden. But one thing I found very fascinating in this book that she wrote is the day that Biden got out of the election and endorsed her, she called up the Democrats who she thought were important to call, and she took notes on what they said to her when she called, and this is what they said. Very interesting. Barack Obama said, "Saddle up. Joe did what I hoped he would do, but you have to earn it. Michelle and I are supportive, but not going to put a finger on the scale right now. Let Joe have his moment. Think through timing." Nancy Pelosi said, "I'm so sad about Joe. It's so tragic. My heart is broken, but now it's you. It's important there's a process. We have a great bench. We should have some kind of a primary, not an anointment." J.B. Pritzker, "As governor of Illinois, I'm the convention host. I can't commit." We should note Pritzker did endorse Harris a day later. Bernie Sanders said, "Please, please focus on the working class, not just abortion."
Oh, I love Bernie.
Let's see here. Former President Bill Clinton, "I'm so relieved. Send me anywhere." Hillary Clinton, "We will do whatever we can. We'll jump on a plane. We'll get on Amtrak. I want to be part of your war council." Gavin Newsom.
What is Amtrak?
A plane? A train?
Oh.
Now, you know dictator leaders from the 30s, but you don't know Amtrak?
Yeah, people don't.
This is the kids today, folks. This is the kids.
People don't ride trains?
These are... Yes, they ride trains. Amtrak's still out there every day. Anyway.
I know what a subway
what
is.
What a weird thing to pick up. We're talking about... Boy, you know how to kill a story. That's for sure. Right in the middle, talking about Amtrak now. What did that have to do with Amtrak? Nothing. Nothing. Had nothing to do with Amtrak.
She said that we'll
what
hop
did you
on
think it was? What did you think? What did you think Amtrak was? Give me a guess. What do you think Amtrak... I've told you, it's not a plane.
I figured it was some kind of transportation.
Oh, does that change the story at all?
Oh, okay, God.
Way to kill it.
Curiosity.
God almighty. You Google everything. Why don't you just Google Amtrak?
Because I wouldn't be paying attention.
Yeah, we wouldn't want that. Governor of California, Gavin Newsom. "He was hiking. We'll call back. He never did." Newsom did endorse Harris hours later, which is noted in the memoir.
I don't know.
So there you go.
I think that's my favorite of all the lines right there, is that "I'll call you back later" because he's hiking. I mean, he endorsed it. I don't know what difference it makes.
Well, it just goes to show you the demo. See, for everybody who, they always say two sides and every party and people are all in. They weren't all in on her.
Well, that's good.
Well, is it? Maybe that's the problem with the Democratic Party.
I mean, it wasn't good. Well, I mean, I don't think you should just fall in. I mean, that's poor logic.
Well, I think you missed this again the other night. This, you have to take the situation. The man has gotten out. There's 107 days till the election. You think it's the most election in the important election in the history of the country. The president has endorsed you. You're calling these people because you want to get their help. You don't want cold water. Even if the person has, you know, even if they aren't all behind you, this isn't the time for that. But none of these people were going to be making any decisions.
Like what? What do you mean?
Well, what were they going to do?
I mean, anybody else?
These people didn't know what the other people were saying. No single person on this list alone could have made a decision. That's the time where you say...
the party? Is that what you're referring to?
Or, yeah. I'm saying, why? If I know you're in a bad spot and you call me, I know what you're looking for. You're looking for support. That's why you're calling. Now, I'm not saying I have to go out and do everything for you and be 100% behind you, but I know why you're calling.
Yeah.
So to give cold water in that moment, probably, I think that's why she published this.
Who gave cold water?
Well, they all gave cold water except Bill and Hillary.
I don't know. I think they were all fine. I liked all the
Well, that's why you're wrong. Just like the Amtrak thing, wrong.
I don't think there's anything to be wrong about there. I asked what Amtrak
So
was.
You call me and say, I want you to endorse me, and I say, can't do it. That's reassuring to you?
Who said can't do it?
Can't commit, J.B. Pritzker said. Gavin Newsom never called back.
Well, didn't Bernie he say Sanders he can't didn't commit because he's...
Bernie Sanders
like
just gave...
Posting the whatever or another?
Bernie
something?
Sanders just pushed what he wanted to push.
Yeah, that sounds about like Bernie Sanders.
Nancy Pelosi said, I'm not endorsing you. We don't need an anointment.
I agree with Nancy
And
Pelosi.
Obama said, I'm not endorsing you. I'm not putting my finger on the scale.
Sounds about
None
like
of
Obama.
Them did. This is a private call. This is not a speech.
I understand. I mean, but I mean, like Bernie said, I mean, they all sound about like...
So you just said who didn't endorse her. Well, what don't you get about none of those being endorsements?
Obama did endorse her.
They all eventually endorsed her, but that day, they did not.
So what difference does it make? She got the endorsement. Does she want them all to, like, endorse her all at once or something? Like, I don't... She got the endorsement.
Oh, so it was kind of stupid on their part then, wasn't it? If they were going to do it anyway, why not do it then?
No! I mean, like... Oh, I don't know which one it is. Nancy Pelosi said, I don't know, I was going to point it. But
we need some kind of primary. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm... You know what? Okay, well... I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, I think she's made her point in the book that these people were not helpful.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they...
What don't you know? We just went through it.
I mean, what do you mean they weren't... I mean, they helped her?
They're in this moment, do you understand? The day she called them for the first time... They were not helpful, except Bill and Hillary.
The book is called 107 Days. They were helpful in that 107 days.
That's not what this is about, though. This isn't quotes of what they said 10 days later.
Okay.
These are quotes of what they said that day.
All right, well, they had to think about it. Is that so bad? You got to think about things, think things through. I would have thought it through.
Well, when you got 107 days left, you don't have a whole lot of time to do that.
And like I said, I mean, I think all of those people sounded about like I'd expect them to.
The point is, I was on against her on this because I thought she shouldn't have published this. But
what
now, these quotes, because these were private conversations.
Oh, yeah, no, you shouldn't publish the
Well,
quotes.
But now I think maybe she should have because
no!
people don't understand. You don't understand, so I guess
change my mind
it doesn't
though.
Matter. It's over.
If anything, it just makes it seem like more sour grapes. All these people did eventually.
No, I don't think this sounds like sour grapes.
Now she's just throwing them under
me.
The bus? What? Those are private
Well, you just said
calls.
They weren't under the bus. You said you didn't have any problem with any of it. So what's under the bus?
She threw them under the bus.
No, you just said this is good stuff that they told her.
In a private phone call?
That's she's telling
that
you
she
that.
She then not jotted down in a notebook? I would never take a phone call from Kamala again.
So wait a second. Chances are you aren't going to get one. So the point is...
If I got one, I wouldn't take a phone call from Kamala.
What... You just said these were okay things to say in a private conversation the day she's telling you, and then you're turning around and going, it makes them look bad because she published them. If they're okay things to say, what makes the difference if she publishes them or not?
It makes her look... She's publishing private conversations.
Well, what's so bad about what they say?
I mean, nothing's bad.
Okay, then, who cares? What makes it... It's not like she's publishing horrible things.
It's like if I took a phone... If I recorded a phone call between you and somebody and then just published the whole thing, but nothing bad was said, so what difference does it make?
It wasn't bad. What do I care?
Because I just published a whole phone call. The phone call wasn't meant to be private. Or sorry, it was meant to be private. It wasn't meant to be public.
Yeah, but if I don't say anything negative, what's the point?
Oh, my God. I feel like this is the whole, like, why don't you just let cops search your house if you have nothing to hide? I mean, it's lunacy.
No, because a phone... You're allowed to record
then,
people.
In some states, Ohio being one of them.
Yep, there you go. So there you go. Who cares? As long as I would be angry if you recorded something that I said that was negative that was not meant to be published. But if it's not negative, why would I care? You think Bill and Hillary care that this was published? I bet not. Because they were positive.
I don't think any of them were negative. No, I mean, I get Nancy Pelosi.
Because here you go again. You're saying none of them is negative. But are they negative or not? You got to pick a side. You can't argue both.
I'm not arguing both.
You are. You're saying she shouldn't have published them because they're private conversations.
Yes.
That are negative.
No!
If they're not negative, who cares?
I'm simply saying she shouldn't have published them because they were private conversations. Period.
Do you think Bill or Hillary cares that she published this? Answer the question. Do you think that she cares that Bill or Hillary published
this? I don't know. I'm not them.
I'm sure they don't.
I'd be a little concerned that she's writing down personal conversations in notebooks.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because she's going to... Look, all I'm saying is I would not take... Like, if I were them... Anybody in that list, I would not take a phone call from Kamala again. Or I might take it, but I'd be more cautious about what I'm saying.
Oh, because she's... Who has she ruined?
Ruined?
Yeah, who has she hurt with this?
I mean, nobody, I guess. Nobody on that list is going to run for anything besides maybe Nancy
Pelosi. Okay, no, wait a second. No.
Or Bernie Sanders, I guess, maybe.
Whose image does it hurt that she did this?
Whose image?
Yeah.
Hers.
No. This list, whose image does it hurt?
Yeah, hers.
No, she's not on the list. On this list, whose image does it hurt?
I guess nobody.
Okay, then who cares?
It's a private phone call.
So if somebody's dead, I cannot talk about anything I ever talked about with them that was not given their permission to be published. I'll tell you, an awful lot of things are not going to be written down then. This is the most nonsensical conversation I've ever had.
I mean, I guess if they're dead, I mean, it's kind of irrelevant. I mean, I guess that's just moral at that. I mean, it's just
I was against it. I was against it because I do think some of these things are bad. But you don't think so. So who cares? Publish them.
I really don't see what's bad, but I just don't like the fact that she's publishing. I mean, it's private conversations. I wouldn't take a phone call from...
So if I had a conversation with you and you said, you know, you're great, I think you're the best broadcaster in the business, it's been great working with you. Now, if I publish it, you go, why did you publish that? No!
Why would you publish it? See, like, that's the thing. Like, if I wanted it to be known, I would have just posted it. Why would I tell you personally if I could just tag you in the post?
Who says this stuff anyway?
And like, if you're going to thank me for saying it, then why don't you just thank me while we're on the phone?
So if you write a memoir, you can't talk about anything you've ever talked to anybody with unless you go back and get their permission. Can I write that? Can I write that down?
I mean, if they're dead, I guess it's at your discretion.
So if they're alive, I got to go run by I got to run everything by that person to make sure they're okay with it.
If it's a private... You shouldn't go... I mean, it might be different if you're paraphrasing. It's just the situation. Like, she took out a notebook and wrote down what these people said while she was on the phone with them. That's weird.
So earlier on, when I told the story
about that,
well, she probably wrote them down. She didn't know if she was going to win or lose at the time. She didn't know if she was even going to be the candidate. She wrote them down, I'm sure, because she's a prosecutor. That's what you do, and you also want information for. Follow-ups. You know, you do write your memoirs one day. You don't remember everything. Maybe she's a diary writer.
I mean, I just... terrible.
So the story I told earlier today about the person who made fun of the picture, the obituary picture, I shouldn't have done that because I never got that person's permission to tell that story.
You didn't use their name.
So if I use their name, I got to get their permission.
Sure. That's
but if I don't use their name, then I can tell it all day long.
Why not?
Okay.
Because at that point, it's a he said, she said, I guess.
So what makes a difference?
What do you mean? I guess,
does anybody understand any of this? 740-383-9944 if you're out there. 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past
here. Patriot Act again.
I don't think... No, this is not the Patriot Act.
It feels the same way.
I was against this because I do think some of these things are negative. But if you say they're all positive, why wouldn't you publish something that's positive?
I mean, hold on. Positive? What do you mean positive and what do you mean negative?
Like, again,
like
I don't think...
Like towards her?
What? Yes.
Well, I don't... I mean...
I don't think Bill or Hillary could care less if this was published because they come off looking good.
As far as positive towards her, I guess, then yeah. I mean, it's Bill and Hillary.
Right. So I think they don't care that she published this. But I'm sure they got the same notice that everybody else did on the list.
But, like, I mean, none of the statements are negative statements.
I think they're negative in that moment.
I mean, they're neutral. I mean, most of the statements are, well, like I said, I mean, Bernie Sanders' statement is what I'd expect from Bernie Sanders. Obama has always been, measured is maybe the best word. So, I mean, the Obama statement sounds about right.
I think what she's trying to show is that she was not anointed. She was not everybody's choice. These are the people who supported me. These are the people who didn't. You know, if the coach thinks you're going to lose at halftime, he doesn't bring you in and say, you're going to lose. This stinks. We're done. Goodbye. Even if he thinks that, he's not going to do it. And that's what this is all about.
I mean, they didn't tell her that they're not... I mean, it wasn't like...
You know, if the coach comes in at halftime and goes, you know what? I'm not really for either of the team. I'm not for you guys. I'm not for the other team. So I'm just going to play neutral here. I don't want to put my hand on a scale. See you when halftime's over.
A coach is directly...
You think Obama wanted Trump to be president?
We're not... If I'm a Democrat and you are a Democrat, we are not on the same team.
So
we're of the same party.
With 107 days left, if 107 days are left, and it's a presidential election, and the president just got out and endorsed the vice president, and Trump is your alternative, who do you want here? If you're a former Democratic president.
I'm confused by the question. Are you asking who I would suggest if I was Biden or what?
No. Her.
What?
Biden already endorsed her.
So wait, are you asking what? I'm confused. Can you rephrase the question?
You're having trouble tonight.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe you're having a stroke. I don't know where you are. Anyway, whatever.
What do you mean old? You got to rephrase the question.
I'm saying if there are 107 days left in an election,
mm-hmm.
and Joe Biden just got out and has endorsed you, yeah. in his out letter, and Trump is the Republican running, and you call a former Democratic president
mm-hmm.
to say, I'm running, I got the endorsement of Biden, what do you want to hear from that person? You would think that person should just stay neutral.
Oh, I thought you were asking, like, which former Democratic president I'd have run. I didn't understand the question. I mean, I assume you want advice or support. I mean...
Exactly. Isn't that where we started 20 minutes ago?
I mean, I didn't say you were wrong.
But you said these are fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay, then publish them.
No, don't publish them.
In any event, the phone lines are open,
like
740-383-9944. That's what I thought, but you know what? Maybe not. These are all positive comments.
I lost because these guys didn't endorse me fast enough.
Well, I don't think that's what she's saying. I think she's letting you know how she was treated when it came down to crunch time. Because I think
they all eventually endorsed her. I don't understand the issue here.
Well, because the perception of that is that she was anointed, that... She had it from the day she got it. That moment, it was hers, and that was it. Well, this shows differently.
Hers? Like when you mean
how many times do we got to go through a lot of this stuff?
No. Are you referring to
like she had it?
People thought that they were like she was anointed or whatever. The whole she was like next in line for the whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
That she was chosen. There was no.
I mean, she was.
But okay, but not everybody was on her side from day one.
I mean, you ever heard of I mean, people get anointed all the time. I mean, it's not like everybody's your friend once you get anointed.
How are you anointed if the people are not with you?
Kings used to get anointed all the time.
That's not what this was. This was called an election.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, the party gets to put up the person, don't they?
If the people had not went along, it would not have happened. They went along.
I mean, apparently not.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. It's a little hypocritical. Because they weren't supportive right out of the gate. Now, why did they get supportive? I don't know.
Probably because they thought they were going to lose the election.
Right.
And then
it makes them look a little hypocritical here. That they didn't really want her, but they did what they had to do.
I don't know.
Well, these aren't, as you said, they aren't big endorsements here.
That's about how, yeah, I mean, those are fine statements.
Okay, then publish them.
No!
Yep. I'd publish anything that was good.
Okay.
So when I'm giving a eulogy for somebody, I shouldn't say the good things if we haven't talked about them before they died. When you're giving a speech, don't talk about anything you haven't gone over with the person. Not going to be many speeches given, I'll tell you that. You gotta go find that person and run everything by them. Can I talk about this? Can I talk about this? Can I talk about this?
And it's more like if I were to call you needing help, and then you know, I wrote down your responses every time I called you needing help. And then when you died, I showed up at your funeral and was like, hey, I needed help this time, and I sent them a message and he said this.
I don't think she wrote anybody who was dead.
Well, no.
In here. And I don't
think.
You're
the one who brought up the funeral.
No, I said speech. Anytime you have to give a speech, you got to go run it by the person.
It's a eulogy. That was a
funeral. That's one type of speech. But any other type of speech, you got to go run it by the person. Everything you're going to talk about?
It's hard to run a eulogy by a dead person.
No, forget the eulogy. Anytime you're giving a speech to somebody, you got to go run it by them.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
No, you don't.
Don't go writing down conversations.
So any conversation you have with somebody, you cannot use in a speech unless you run it by them.
These people wanted this published?
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they?
Because it makes them look good. Bill and Hillary. The others, probably not. Because I don't think it makes them look good.
I don't think it makes Bill and Hillary look any good, any you know, better.
To her people, it does.
Okay, well, I mean, her people are probably the ones.
Well, who's buying the book?
Exactly.
Right, so who looks bad and who looks good?
It's just, by the same logic, Donald Trump could write a book about how, I don't know, everything's the greatest it's ever been under his presidency, and his people can be like, man, this is a great book.
Probably.
Any problem under his presidency was somebody else's problem. I don't know. It wasn't him. He didn't do it. He couldn't do it. He's perfect.
His fans are reading the book. Yeah, they'll probably believe that.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they?
All right.
You think people are going to read that book for his fans and go, no, that's not true?
I mean, I'm sure they will, I guess. I don't know.
No, I'm sure they won't. I had a conversation the other night with somebody who said they got into a family. I probably shouldn't tell this story because I haven't ran it by the person.
You're not using names.
Oh, okay. So that's it. So they were at a family event and they got into an argument.
Because I can't go to that person and ask them about it.
Okay. Well, I'm using it in a public forum.
Yeah, but I can't go to this person and be
like,
hey.
But they know. If they hear about it, they'll know it was them.
But nobody can ask them about it because they don't know it was them.
I think little subtleties are lost on you. But anyway, the point is that, so the other night, this person, I guess, was a Trump supporter, and they were at a family reunion, and somebody they have known for 60 years, been a cousin of, apparently they got into it. Because the person was not a Trump fan. And that's all the argument was based in. and apparently sent a text in the middle of the night, kind of a nasty text, you know, I always knew you were arrogant and so on and so forth like that. Now, what is that?
What do you mean?
Got along all these years, and all of a sudden, based in this, you have a problem.
I don't know what.
Well, it's to show you that somebody who's a fan of Donald Trump does not believe what he does is bad, and people who are not fans believe what he does is bad.
I mean, I don't know. I know some Trump people who aren't 100% in on Donald Trump.
They say that.
I don't know. They're rather unhappy about that big, beautiful bill.
Well, we'll see. Well, you listen, you get what you pay for. 740-383-9944 if you have anything you'd like to say. All right. Well, I'm going to talk about this is politics. I tell you, it's boring to me.
I love politics.
I did not think that was a political story. I thought this was more of a story about do you have a conversation? Do you write down things that other people tell you?
Yeah, no.
Well, no, I think you do. Everybody does it.
If I'm asking you, like, advice or something, I might write it down, because, I mean, advice is good to have, I suppose, but that's not advice. I mean, none of that's advice.
So why do you think she published this?
I mean, it seems a little bit like sour grapes.
No, this part of the book.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess the same reason as the rest of the book.
So you have no idea why she published this book.
I mean, my best guess would be to show that everybody wasn't with her right off the rip.
Right.
Which, I mean, I could have told you that. They didn't endorse her, like, all in one day. I mean, it took Obama...
About a day.
Obama?
It was quick. Certainly it was within the week.
Obama? I thought Obama
No, it was within the week.
Was it Bill and Hillary? Oh, somebody took a while to endorse her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the point, again, in writing this was what? If you didn't endorse it for a long time, I think we already know you weren't all in.
Yeah.
So then what's the point of writing it?
I don't know.
Kind of out in left field over there tonight.
I'm going to get... Like,
we'll talk about something easier.
Book seems a little bit like sour grapes.
Well, I don't know. Everybody else seems to be okay with her writing it.
Well, good for her.
Selling well.
I'm sure it is.
People like that kind of story.
Because she blames Joe Biden and...
No, people want to hear things that they think they weren't privy to. That's what people want to hear. That's what sells a book. People don't want to know what they already know.
See, that's why you just don't talk to people. Just don't talk to anybody.
I don't know. Well, Tressel isn't going to run.
And you want to know why it feels like you weren't privy to those conversations? Because you weren't privy to those conversations.
That's why people want to hear them.
That's why you weren't supposed to hear them. You weren't privy to them.
But that's what sells books.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, people are nosy.
Yeah, so there you go. Did the right thing.
As far as selling books goes, she did the right thing, yeah.
Right, so there you go.
Okay, well, I mean, she sold a lot of books, yeah.
Well, the question, should she have done this?
Done.
740-383-9944. Should she have written this book?
Oh, sure, I guess.
Nobody has an opinion on this? Interesting.
She's free to write a book.
Okay. Anyway, there was something else there I wanted to talk about. I don't remember what it was now.
Amtrak?
No. I certainly did not want to talk about Amtrak. See, that got off on a bad, bad start to begin with. Well, Jimmy Kimmel came back.
That's always good.
Apparently you're going to talk about this.
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot to talk about, but yeah, I was going to...
So what's your take on it?
Well, I mean, it was good. I thought the Jimmy Kimmel coming back, it was a good dialogue. Monologue, that's the word, monologue. Dialogue is two people, I think. There's multiple people, not specifically two. Anyways, good monologue. Glad he's back. I mean, you know, I think him getting taken off the air was pretty dumb. Shouldn't have been taken off the air to begin with.
So why do you think he was taken off the air?
Well, I mean, he made a comment that I guess upset somebody, Donald Trump.
Got me.
I mean, I don't think that the FTC guy would have done it himself. Carr.
I don't know. People are having a hard time with this one.
Why?
People are trying to justify it, that it wasn't the FCC. It wasn't the government. That ABC really doesn't want him, and ABC wants to have him off, and so on and so forth.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know Donald Trump was rather unhappy about him getting back. I mean, he made this post here on Truth Social. He said, quote, "I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled. Something happened between then and now because his audience is gone and his talent," in parenthesis era, in quotations, "was never there. Why would they want someone back who does so poorly, who's not funny, and who puts the network in jeopardy by playing 99% positive Democrat garbage?"
Okay, now see, now that quote is a problem on a lot of levels. Because people, does he know his people are arguing that the government was not a part of this, and this was all Jimmy Kimmel vulgarity?
Well, that's why I screenshotted it.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't he say the network called the White House and said he was canceled?
The White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled.
So why would you do that? If you were ABC and you were just canceling because you didn't want him, why would you call the White House? I'm sure when primetime shows are canceled because of low ratings, they don't call the White House to tell them.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the end?
Well, I mean, you cut me off. I mean, there's still...
No, we don't need all... What was the rest of it? What was the end of that?
"Why they would want someone back who does so poorly, who's not funny, and who puts the network in jeopardy by playing 99% Democrat garbage."
Yep. Puts the network in jeopardy by doing 99% Democrat garbage. Okay, well, how's he putting the network in jeopardy with Democrat garbage? Well, if it's not nothing to do with the FCC or the president, then what is that?
Well, I mean, he also said he is yet another arm of the DNC, and to the best of my knowledge, that would be a major illegal campaign contribution. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative.
So how do you argue this as not being a government?
So he's threatening to... I mean, he's pretty much threatening to sue ABC again.
So how... Now, is it... Now does this... So now everybody who's arguing, trying to... I don't even know.
See, this is why I follow Donald Trump on Truth Social.
No, but I mean... Doesn't this make everybody... Fellow. Okay, but no. Everybody who's out there trying to defend this as horrible vulgarity, nothing to do with the government, the network just wants ABC, just wants Jimmy Kimmel off, doesn't it make them look ridiculous? Why would you say that?
Well, that's why I screenshotted it.
But why would you? Why would you say that? He's back on.
Why would who?
The president.
Why would he say this?
Are you here? What is going on with you tonight? What do you think we're talking about?
Well, I mean, anything. I don't know. Something or another.
God.
But, I don't know. There's a threat to ABC. Or Disney, I guess, however you want to look at it.
So why do that?
Why threaten them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess to get them to not resign Jimmy Kimmel.
You know, it's just...
He's only got a year left, doesn't he?
I would think it'd be very tough to defend him, President Trump, and the government. Because the second you do, he comes out and tells you the exact opposite.
Yeah, I mean, that's... There's a lot of times he deletes his Truth Social post because he starts getting a lot of backlash.
Okay. 740-383-9944. So I guess if you're arguing that Jimmy Kimmel was taken off because ABC doesn't want him, the president is certainly flying opposite of what you're saying. I don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
There's like three times in there where he's saying that we need to interfere in this.
Well, I mean, the whole thing with Brendan, I mean, I do believe the whole quote is basically with Jimmy Carr, or Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr? No.
Jimmy Kimmel?
I guess the Jimmy Kimmel simulation, Brendan Carr. There we go. I knew I was confused for a reason. But yeah, the whole thing with Brendan Carr saying, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. I mean, I do believe that whole, I don't have the quote memorized, but it's something along the lines of how allegedly he being Jimmy Kimmel has been vulgar for some time now, and should Disney and ABC not do something about it, then he said, and then look, we can do it the easy way or the hard way. They ought to start making changes.
Okay.
So, Brendan Carr said that pretty much if they don't do something about Kimmel, then the FCC is going to do something about Kimmel.
See, this is why I don't like to pick a side. Because it's just too hard to defend.
Sometimes you have easy positions to defend.
Not really. Because as soon as you think you've gotten out of this, then somebody says something that's the complete opposite. You're trying to defend that person, which I think is what people are doing. They're trying to say Trump did not interfere, that it was all the network, had nothing to do with the government, and then he comes out and says, no, it was me. This is what I want to do.
Well, isn't that kind of been his whole, like,
That's why I say, why would you want to defend any of this? I don't quite understand it. I don't understand defending any politician. I don't understand why you'd ever want to put yourself in that position. Are you really that interested in people you don't know?
A lot of the times, people are that interested, yeah.
But why? Why? What's the point? Why is it so personal? As I said, you know, cousins getting in fights who've known each other 60 years. Why? Who cares who you support?
I don't know why politics has become such a big thing or why they care who you support, but I think a lot of people tend to care who you support.
Yeah, but you don't know these people. They're not doing anything for you.
The politicians?
Yeah.
Well, I think the idea is I support them because they're doing things for me, or they're supposed to allegedly do things for me.
Yeah, but if I don't know you personally, how can I vouch for what kind of person you are?
I mean, I can vouch for, I guess, if you're a good or bad politician, but I guess that's opinion. I mean, I can't give you a character assessment. I mean,
but
I don't know.
But why so
the
personal?
Person.
You know, you can argue about sports. People don't get that personal. You can argue about movies you like. People don't get that personal. You can argue about television. You can argue about jobs. You can argue about anything. People don't take that so personally. Politics, personal.
I think politics and religion are about the two.
But why? Well, religion, you understand, because people take that very personally. But why politics? What is so personal about politics?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's your beliefs. I mean, so if somebody attacks a belief that, or I guess a policy that you support, I mean, they, by proxy, are attacking a belief you hold.
It's always ironic to me when you have somebody on who's of a certain opinion, and they tell you that you're of the opposite opinion. Because I always think, well, then why are you on? If I'm of the opposite opinion, why would I want you on?
If you're of the opposite opinion, why?
Yeah,
wouldn't you want somebody of the... I like...
No. I'm saying, if you are of the opposite opinion of me, if that's your claim, that I'm of the opposite opinion of you, why do I want you on? Why do I want you to come on and say the things that I don't believe in? Why are you giving a forum to something you know you don't like?
I mean, as far as like an interview goes or like...
Anything. Why would you ever...
Well, to debate it.
No.
What do you mean, no? I mean, that's the only reason.
But that's not what you're doing. People are still hearing it. People don't care. It's just that fights do not matter. People either feel that's staging. If that's what you're doing, you're staging it. Because you're saying, that's what I want. I want a debate. I know I'm inviting this person on because I agree. I agree with nothing they say. So you are staging drama. And that, to me, is worthless. Well, I think that's worthless.
I don't think it's staged drama. It's a debate.
That is staged drama. I want you to come on to debate. I'm creating a debate. A debate is different than a conversation.
Yeah.
You're creating drama.
No. Debates aren't supposed to be drama. Debates are like supposed to be like formulaic. Like, you give an argument, I give a rebuttal. I give an argument, you give a rebuttal.
Okay, so why do you want that? Why do you think that's entertaining?
I like debates. I listen to debates all the time.
It changes your mind?
Does it change my mind? Probably not.
So what's the point? If that's the reason you're doing it, doesn't change minds, what's the point?
I mean, I learn. I mean, there's that. I mean, when you
wouldn't learn from asking somebody a question?
I mean, I guess. But, like, a debate more fully fleshes out, like, policy.
I don't think so at all.
Not specifically policy, just whatever the debate is about.
I don't think so at all.
About, like, a specific
topic. I think a debate just tells you what somebody believes. You get a lot of opinion. In debate. In a question...
If you're giving opinion in a debate, you're probably going to lose.
No.
That's not how debates work.
Well, it is because people are not fact-checking it. People are just listening. You know, the people who saw Kennedy Nixon on television thought Kennedy won. The people who listened to it on radio thought Nixon won. It has nothing to do with what the people are saying. It's how they're coming across. Facts don't matter.
I think facts don't matter.
Not in a debate. Nobody's going back and fact-checking everything everybody says. If you say it with enough confidence and you say it as if it was a fact, it's a fact. That's why I've always felt interviews were 10 times better. You can make it up in an interview, but that's on the person at home to decide. See, I think once you get confrontational, which is exactly what a debate is.
No.
It is.
No.
It is.
Look, if you're
going to waiting,
waiting,
wait,
have somebody
okay,
on...
Okay, if I have you on and I agree, okay. disagree... This is confrontational.
Yeah.
See? It's more drama.
See, but this is argument, not debate.
Okay, so give me a debate.
Well, I mean, the debate would be like, you know, I think that, gun control is bad. Basically, like, we could do something like that.
Okay.
And then I would give a point as to why gun control is not bad. Or, no, why gun control is bad, because that'd be the point I guess I would take. And then you...
So I'm not supposed to answer what you say?
Well, there's a rebuttal.
Right, so that's argumentative.
No.
Okay.
if you say anything,
and I say that is absolutely untrue, that's argumentative, and it's going to come off argumentative. It's just the tone of voice that I use. I'm telling you are wrong. Now, you could be right, you could be wrong, but I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Debates tend to be more organized, like I said.
No, they're not. Not the ones I see.
Then it's an argument.
Then everything's an argument. Because
no.
I've never seen an organized debate.
Have you ever watched debates?
Most of them.
Are you talking about like the presidential debates?
No, I'm talking about these debates that were happening on campuses. They're always yelling at each other. They're not in any kind of debate format.
That's because... You're talking about like the Charlie Kirk format.
I never seen one of those.
The Charlie Kirk format is designed, those are drama. That's designed for the drama. It's all designed to get reaction out of the college kids. And Charlie Kirk has been debating for, I don't know, like 9, 10 years, something like that.
So what debates are you watching that are just brilliant?
I mean, there's religious debates. I mean, political debates. If there's an argument.
If you are inviting somebody on who's got an opposite opinion of you, right in the premise.
I listened to a debate about.
No, you have no idea what I just said. You didn't even let me finish, so I don't think your debates will be very good.
Okay, go ahead.
The point is, if you invite somebody else on who you know feels opposite of you,
that'd be the point.
Right. So then you already do not believe what they believe. And you know that going in. I don't believe what they believe.
I assume they know that.
Okay. They're not going to change my mind. I come in with this.
You're not going to change their mind?
Exactly.
Okay.
So what do you get from that? Drama.
And
the only reason that that is different from an interview is you're creating drama. You are not changing it. Your mind. You're not changing anybody's mind. All you're doing is at some point creating drama. Okay. No, it's drama.
It's educational.
Why do you think you like it more than an interview? Because drama. It's the drama. It's the same thing an interview would be, except I'm not trying to prove you wrong.
No, because
if you say...
That's the point. That's why the debates are good. Because if somebody was trying to prove somebody... Like, you were going to flesh out the weak points.
What's the debate?
Debate about what?
Well, forgive me a debate that's halfway decent.
I mean, recently I've been looking...
Yeah, no, I'm saying tell me a debate that you would have... That you know the person disagrees with you, that is not going to be for pure drama, that an interview would not accomplish the same thing. Except be less dramatic.
Well, I mean, like, if you were to ask somebody what they thought about a specific thing...
No, I'm saying give me a debate.
What?
Give me a debate subject that could not be... the exact same thing could not be accomplished in an interview. Exact same subject. But it's just more dramatic to put it in a debate format, where I'm disagreeing with you as the host.
Anything.
Right. That's not true.
What?
That's not true.
I think that is true.
Okay, gun cut. Right there. That's drama. People listening right say, oh, they disagree. They're getting into an argument. But if I was doing an interview and I said, do you think debate is helpful? Do you think debate increases drama? What's your answer?
I mean, again, are we talking like debate or are we talking...
I'm not an interview.
Then it's not... I mean, an interview is not a debate. I'm confused.
You're not good at the questions tonight.
If you invite... Like...
If I
was the host of a show and I invited somebody in who had the opposite
disagrees.
View... Okay, well then that's... Because then you're setting up for an argument.
Well, what do you...
Okay. I was under the... Okay, because debates are different.
Well, what are we talking about?
Debates don't really have all that much drama. I mean, like I said, debates usually one guy gets up to the podium, gives like a 5-minute presentation.
But there's got to be a moderator.
Right. Yeah, but the moderator really doesn't do anything.
Right. That's. But I'm saying, what are you accomplishing with a debate that you're not with an interview? Besides drama.
I mean, like, because if you bring up a point, and then in my rebuttal, I'm going to point out weak spots in your thing.
Right, that's drama.
And then you get a chance to defend it.
Drama. It's two people disagreeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, drama.
But, like, if it was an interview, or is the interviewer going to be like, oh, but what about XXA? What about all the weak points?
Right, but that's the point. See, what you're saying, you're looking at it from person who's in it. The audience is what you're always paying attention to. The audience for a debate is there for drama. That's what they're looking for. And the audience that's there for an interview is not looking for drama.
No, it's more like I want to know how you defend the weak points of your argument. Because if you can defend the weak points of your argument, if you can defend the weak points of your arguments better than I can defend the weak points of my arguments, there's a fair point that your argument might
hold
some
water. I'm telling you, I guarantee you do not get more information in a debate. What you get is drama. You will always Well, not with everybody, but in most people, if you let them talk, eventually they're going to say something because they're going to feel more comfortable that they would not say if they feel they're being attacked or their position's being attacked. And that's just the way it is. And Robert Landon would be the perfect example of that. If he came in here and my answer to him was, you're wrong because, you're wrong because, you're wrong because, you're wrong because.
Yeah, but you're the host.
And I did that. No, but I did that for 2 hours. This man is not going to give me an inch on anything. This man is not going to answer anything I'm asking him normally. He's going to be on the defensive. And then when we get to the question of, were you qualified for that job? He's not going to say, no, I wasn't. Because he knows that I disagree with him on everything. But you'll get to that in an interview, because they don't feel attacked. That's why debates are drama. And that's fine. If you want drama, get it. But that's what it is. You're not learning anything.
You are most certainly learning.
No.
Yeah.
You're not.
You are.
My favorite saying, put it on the tombstone. I never learned anything when I was talking. And if your debate purpose is to prove that person wrong, so your whole goal is to not go with what they're saying. Your mind is not open. Your ears are not open. And you're just there to prove them wrong.
If you're the one debating, then yeah. Yeah.
Right. So it's drama.
The goal, I guess, would be to change some minds in the audience.
That's why you take the opposite opinion on everything, because you are looking for drama. You know that half the time you don't even disagree with what the other person says, but you want drama. See, I guess you're a drama person.
It's for the love of the argument,
no,
I
that's,
guess.
It's drama, because you know that person's not going to like that. If you walk up to a religious person and start arguing atheism, you pretty well, unless you're an idiot, you know what's going to come from that. You're not going to change, you're not going to make them an atheist in that conversation, but you're going to create drama that you would not have had you, how did you become religious? Why are you religious? Why do you believe that? Well, you might learn something from that, but you could go up, you're wrong, and this, why do you believe that? That's nonsense. How can you believe
that? Well, I want to know how, like, I guess in the instance of the religious debates, I would like to know how you defend the weak points of your religion. And then they do. They defend the weak points of their religion.
Yeah, but okay. You don't care. You just want to see them try to fail. That's why you're taking the opposite point of view.
No, I mean, I've listened to a lot of debates where I thought that the...
So you found religion?
No.
Okay, then it didn't work.
I mean, I'm
you're out of time.
Unbiased enough to say that I think there are debates in which I would say that the religious person won. They had better arguments. But it didn't make,
anything,
religious.
Anything when you have a winner or a loser is drama. Period.
It didn't make me religious, but
that's
I thought
why
had
people
better
still,
arguments.
That's why people still watch sports. Because it's drama. You don't know who's going to win or lose till the end.
Well, it's excitement.
It's drama. It's manufactured drama. And if you're for that, okay, that's fine. But I don't think you learn anything from it.
Can.
Nah.
You just gotta.
It's rare.
You just gotta.
We're
try.
Done. You're next. Maybe you can argue with a phone call. Argue with the phone. We're done. Thanks for joining us. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The skeletons are out tonight. They march about the street with bony bodies, bony heads, and bony hands and feet. Bony, bony, bony bones.